When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the Copple Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Mic check, mic check. Rim Rhyme Wrecker. Hey, I'm on one right now. Now, listen here. I'm going to apologize to old Nikki Fresh because I was told that I was giving you too much of a hard time. And there's a, how does Nick handle working with you, D&DP? You were too rough on him. So, you Generation Z, you old little coddle doddle little kid over here must have been pouting the one time that you were on the Sardar Heyman's video stream. So I'm going to apologize if I was too hard on you, little Nikki, okay?
I did not think you know what I mean? Even know what you were too hard on
I
me
mean,
for.
You just had to, like the losers lean in a bitter beer face, they said. So I'm going to apologize to you well in advance.
Okay.
After, you know, for my, so I don't even call it behavior, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just apologizing to you. You know, I like you. You know what I'm saying? I just have to tighten you up sometimes.
What are you apologizing for? Because I don't know. What were you mean about yesterday?
I don't know. They just said I was they said I was too hard on you, man. So I feel bad. You know, I didn't know that. You know, I had to be. I know you just like one of these millions and millions
Easy.
Of kids that I have to wear white gloves and coddle. And, you know.
Oh my gosh.
Tell you, you know, it's beautiful outside when it's like cloudy and gray.
I don't even know.
You know
what you're referencing?
It's cool.
It's all right, Jake.
It's part of your curriculum at Pius the Tenth. It's cool. I understand. You're not too far removed from over there.
I don't know.
I was trying to catch my breath.
What am I supposed to say? Apology accepted.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to say. That's called communication. Or do you want to text it to me? Because you are one of these kids
Easy.
Out here. Do you want to send it to me? This is a little chat line you got over here with the people that call that chat that text in on the Sardar Heyman text line 402-464-5685. The same text line, Stephen M. Cookie Monster Sipple does not answer, and Jake the Snake Sorensen refuses to answer at 6:26 a.m. this morning when he had lost his mind this morning. So I've been waiting to come in here and address
Jake. I see
Stephen
Jake just marching around his living room listening to the station.
I was literally punching my phone like, you like, and I wish I could voice text so I could get the little neck swag, a little neck crick on it. But if I did that, then I mess around have a crick in my neck.
Let's just look up Jay Foreman's conversation.
No, I didn't. I texted them to their phone.
Oh, Jay, you can't do that. You gotta text it in the text line.
Well, I did, but sometimes you catch Sipple and then he reads it aloud because I think I texted Tom Stevens one time on the text line. I will give it to Tom Stevens, my brother. He will return and talk.
That has never been said before. Tom Stevens, my brother.
He will respond.
Not even by his brother. Not even by his brother.
Hey, listen here. He will respond when I text the Sardar Heyman text line. Now, I'm going to tell you this. If we could pan over there to the culprit of all culprits from back in 2000 and, correct me if I'm wrong, 16 to 17, maybe even 18, the Connor Happer, who was the first culprit of not returning my text on the Sardar Heyman text line.
Happer, do you have any comment?
We have evidence.
Do you have a comment? No. He doesn't want to talk.
You know what I'm saying? So now, back
I still can't get over brother Tom Stevens.
So now we're back
well,
on
well,
it.
Well, he invited you to watch the basketball game with him tonight, by the way.
Yeah, I got the, I'll pop it down there and see what's popping like with my boy on the ones and twos.
Hey, Jay, we have a question for you off the text line.
What?
Do you cut the crusts off your peanut butter and jellies?
What?
Dude said it was you look like, what he actually said was Jay looks like he still cuts the crust off his peanut butter and jellies.
What do you mean? Like, what is that? Is that a compliment or is that not a compliment?
No,
man.
Not,
I eat the crust. Pizza, pie, all that. Cut the crust off of there. That's ridiculous.
Okay. I wish DP would understand this. I wish people could see what the studio was like right before we go on air for this show, because it's Jay slamming on the mic saying, turn this on, man. And I'm like, Jay, I can't turn it on right now. The intro's playing.
Yeah, but sometimes you just have to just cut the intro, say we here.
No, I don't. How do you just cut the intro?
The FCC is opposed to that.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess that they have spoken. They like the FCC. They're like Peter. Once they speak, everybody's listening.
Yeah.
They're like E.F. Hutton. Yep.
No. You have to honor them first.
Exactly. You don't want them showing coming at you.
And then you need to pay the sponsors, right? Let the sponsors have their word, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Man, they coming after you now.
They got you a nickname.
It's that, whoa.
What's my nickname?
Jazzy J.
Who peed in Jazzy J's cornflakes?
Oh, that's not even. That's not. You know, I heard that back in like 86. That's not even a cool nickname. My nickname is Hockey Night in Canada. That's what I'm getting on my license plate. And I'm going to get
it. The state will not allow you to put that on your license plate.
Listen here.
The state of Nebraska will not allow you to put that on your license plate.
Put what on my license plate?
Hockey Night in Canada.
You want to know why I'm going to get Hockey Night in Canada?
Please.
I'm going to tell you why.
Please.
Because I was rolling down, what was it, 70th, okay, on the way to the U.S. Bank, and there was a Lincoln police officer on the opposite side. I literally rolled down the window. I think it was a Sunday. It was nice up. I was probably a half a block from U.S. Bank. He flipped around and pulled me over. So then, you know what? Then since you're going to run my place, then you're going to do it. Then he's going to ask me what HNIC means. And then I'm going to tell him. So then next time they so-called pull me over, then after that, then I'll be done. Because he's going to get on his little badge like, you will never believe what just happened.
Then what am I supposed to put on mine?
I don't know. I'll think about
it. Look at Rico. Look at Rico. Look at Rico. You know,
make a little Rico.
That makes sense, though, right? It's a fair question, right?
That is a good question.
All right.
But you don't ever drive. See, I be driving, though.
Well, that's the understanding, but folks still know. Like, I just – I want to be there.
They know when you pull up that you step out. When you get out the passenger car outside, you put your hand out.
Yeah.
And they –
Yeah.
They kiss the hand. Well, they kiss the hand. They kiss your hand.
Or they baton it. Right? Well,
right.
Whack!
Yeah. What's that thing when they flip it? Well, that thing. Well, it's not the – you know, the thing that they got? The police have with it.
Yeah. It's a baton. They
would tear you up with that boy.
When they snap it open, it extends and breaks. Yeah.
That's like when somebody cocked that shotgun. You walk in the wrong house. You better freeze. Call that bad boy the freeze tag.
That's every black grandma in certain neighborhoods. She's got one there by the couch, just waiting for you, just in case. How are you, Jay Foreman? How you doing today?
I'm all good.
You there? You all right?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
It was a nice, beautiful day outside. No, I didn't get to enjoy. Now I get to see Nick. I'm going to go check out the basketball game. I forgot the state championship game was today.
Yeah, tough choice.
Well, inside or outside.
It'll be 30 tonight.
It'll probably be like 38-0 West Side.
It'll be 30 tonight. Well.
Ooh.
Carter, grab this. Give us a preview.
They like a machine up there.
Yeah, let's get the preview. I was going to ask for it later.
But before we preview, all you Lincoln coaches that are listening. Okay, yeah, come on, man. Just take it off me because I see some of these cats at Hy-Vee. So just turn that off. Okay? So when I say it, I can say it's not me. I can say it's DP. Correct? Actually, you know, hey.
That happens. Hey, that still happens. Hey.
You know they think all brothers look the same, so keep it on. All right? Listen here, man.
It was Nick.
There has to be a time that you Lincoln football parents and players have to wonder twin powers activate and just get tired of getting broke off every year in football season.
Can they hire? Is there somebody they can hire to get better?
It's a matter of if they want to get better. I mean, how do you just you playing in Memorial Stadium where the championship is?
Yeah.
And I can't even tell you the last time a team from Lincoln was in there. That should be your question.
Curtis, what was the last Lincoln team?
Lincoln Southeast in 2010, something
right.
like that.
And that was when they had DJ Foster and his brother, Trey Foster, right? Is it Trey Foster?
Trey Foster,
DJ.
Luke Gifford.
Yeah, they had everybody that was ever good out of Lincoln. No disrespecting. And then after that, it was a while, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. And then it was all the way back to when, like, Lincoln Southeast had Ty Goody and Kyle Cole Morgan them. And that was back when I was in college.
So why is – what? So people haven't, like
– I don't know. There's probably too many high schools for how many kids there are on the grand scheme of things.
But that's not the case in Omaha?
That's not the case in Omaha?
Well, there's, like, the same amount of high schools, but there's more people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's true, but are they really competitive? Just let's be honest. I mean, you're going to be way up there at 100 feet.
Don't.
Looking out.
Don't.
On with the window open.
No. Nope.
Okay, tonight. But so nobody can come get you. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. And you call a lot of games. UDP call a lot of games, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all over the state. Pierce, Nebraska, Ogallala, Lincoln and Omaha, right? Just imagine, just on a scale of 1 to 10, Omaha, the Metro, as they like to call themselves, is probably competitive on a scale, let's just say 8, right?
Okay.
What's Lincoln?
Ooh.
Now, probably remember, like 4.
There you go.
Wow.
I mean, there wasn't one. I don't know. There's bad Omaha teams, too. But there wasn't any Lincoln teams that could have beaten any of the top, I don't know, 10 Omaha right. team. And yeah, not 10. That's probably too many. But, you know, 5, something like that.
Mm.
And you want to be competitive at that level. I don't know.
And nobody
has... Lincoln High's had some teams over the last couple of years. You know, Southeast put together a nice run. Lincoln East just got, you know, through a nice run. But not, you know, they weren't threatening for a state championship.
All right, before we start asking about the game tonight, you know they're going to – I'm just putting a deal together to get me some shirts, Hockey Night in Canada, and it's going to be copyrighted. Can you dig it?
You can't copyright that.
You really can't.
I'm going to spell it different.
Yeah, you go. Instead of E-Y, it'll be E-E.
Yeah, you know how we do it.
And it means something completely different.
Right. You know, oh, man. And then
Hockey, then have the key.
And then
Hawk
all the
with the key.
And then all 19. The fights that are going to go happen because of the shirt.
Right.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Because somebody can walk up to you and go, excuse me, what does that mean?
I just really like hockey.
Yeah, yeah. I like hockey. Yeah.
In Canada.
In Canada, yeah. Man. I'm from Canada. Eh?
Rico, would you wear that shirt?
Rico looked like he could wear that shirt.
You know what? Rico, hold on. Hey, hey, I'm going to tell you this. Rico, I'm going to tell you this. Rico, Rico, I'm going to stand up for you because you my little mean to me, my brother, okay? You're going to be the first model of that thing.
Oh.
You know how you had the model on the shirt, like website?
Like Webster, Rico. Like Webster back in the day.
There you go. See there, you got to stick together.
Yeah, I got you.
I got you. You can't pile on Rico like that, man.
Now when I'm about ready to fall out the window.
Yeah, this is coming from a dude who couldn't close a window last night.
Look, man, I'm scared of heights. This is well documented.
I'm with you.
Oh, are you talking about press box?
Yeah, I can't pull it closed.
I'm with you, and I'm not leaning out.
Yeah. I just left it open.
Not happening. Not happy. You notice I didn't buck or fight to be a part of the broadcast.
No, I just left it open.
No. You noticed that. I was like,
they put a little net on the outside of the window. What is that going to hold me?
No. It was like, no, this is a memorial. Hey, go ahead, Connor. Have a good time. I'll be home. You go ahead. So, yeah. So, what are we looking forward to tonight? What are we looking for? What are the keys?
You know, if you haven't seen Zane Flores, he's, you know, the best or the second best quarterback in the state for Gretna. So he's a pretty good player. Westside, even though they won the state championship last year, they're back again. It's a different team, though. You know, they're a lot of young kids. That sophomore class is really, really good. And then the Rezacks are everywhere. There's a Rezack everywhere you look. So, you know, I think it should be a pretty good game tonight. Probably better than the one it was last night.
So then it's going to be – they might go for a three-peat then.
Yeah. Oh, well, if they don't – yeah, they're going to win. They're going to win the next 2 years. But I don't know if they're going to win this year.
So the Texas –
oh, so Zane Flores is for real then.
No, I'm talking about Westside.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you think Westside is going to win tonight?
I'm not 100% sure. Like, so this is Flores the best chance you got to get him.
For
yeah.
real.
Yeah. I think he's good. I think he's a pretty good player.
Goldilocks with the – and he really slanged that thing?
Yeah. He's got a good arm, good feet.
Yeah.
Knows what he's doing.
You know where he's a product of?
No, where?
Just ask him. Ask him where he goes and gets his out-of-school training at. You know what I'm saying?
Would you like to tell me?
Nope. But we all good, man.
Does Gretna count as an Omaha school?
Nope.
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm going to tell you what. Gretna has a freshman offensive lineman. Somebody had tweeted about him. He is at least 250 pounds. As he's 6'3", about 250. I saw him play basketball when he was an eighth grader. And homeboy could move and play. I mean, he played the whole game. And I knew he was a football player. And Andy Sims, who worked at Nebraska, his son plays with him. And he's starting as a freshman tonight.
Nice.
Against the defending state champions.
I've only seen him once, Gretna.
Our texters are hilarious. I'll read this in my biggest Zoolander voice. Does Flores go to coach Verduzco's Academy for Quarterbacks Who Can't Pass Good?
Jay, any comments on the Academy?
Nah, man, he's all good. Flores goes to, like,
doesn't he go to Warren?
Warren Academy.
Warren,
yeah. He goes to Warren.
Yeah. That's what I would have guessed.
Slingers.
Slinging that thing.
A whole bunch of slingers.
Yeah.
Is there a legitimate quarterback guru in the state of Nebraska who develops young quarterbacks?
I'm sure there is. Jay might know better than me.
Up at Warren Academy. The dude does.
Warren?
No, it's whoever he works with. I don't want to say – I mean, we need to have him on the show, but I think he is a – don't quote me. I don't know if I can even say it, but no, he's a guy that coaches quarterbacks. I know that for a fact.
No free shout-outs.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if I can or can't. I ain't trying to, you know, get in it, you know, get
you
somebody
just,
get
you just,
dang, look at that mullet,
amazing
boy.
Amazing mullet, 14?
At 45. He
number
got that thing.
14 has got the shit. My
he
goodness.
He got that
great.
Thing flowing.
Oh, my goodness. He looked
like some spaghetti noodles.
He looked like the dude from South Park. The bull.
Like he fling his hair is like the Matrix.
Oh my goodness, he's it.
That's like your guy Flores. He doesn't have a mullet though. He's just
he just
long.
Got that flow. A lot of kids that I see that play basketball and they play for me, they got this like baseball thing going on. You know, like the whole
flow.
Yeah, but then it's in the front, and I'd be like, look, man, you better put a headband on.
Pull it back.
Yeah, because you ain't gonna be out here flinging your hair and all this. This ain't no beauty contest.
They usually go with a headband or tie it together or
a man
like
bun.
That. Yeah, man bun.
See that's what happens from dudes who never had hair long enough to wear a headband. That always comes from a dude who didn't have hair long enough to wear. Did you wear your afro out?
Yeah, but then I also wore a headband, and then I one season I had a Jerry curl.
You did not.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I had that Michael Jackson.
Shut up.
Is there a picture that exists?
Shut up.
My stuff was
What year high school? What year?
My freshman. That thing was sweet.
We're going to the yearbook.
Yeah, there's a picture somewhere.
There's a picture somewhere. We're going to – what high school was that?
That was at Eden Prairie High School. We're looking smooth. Then I came – then the next year I had that high top fade, that kid and play.
So you went from full force to kid and play.
Yeah. 4-4.
You went from ready.
I wish I could dance like 4-4, though.
You went
like
from
19,
ready.
What are we talking here? 1988?
Oh, come on now,
player. 89?
No. You see, you didn't overstep your limit.
91.
Yeah.
He went from ready for the world. Right. Oh, Sheila.
Yeah. I couldn't get that Prince going on, or else I would.
Okay, text line.
I bet you thought you were awesome. You're like, you thought you were awesome with the Jerry curls. Oh,
I did, man, for a little while.
He shook it.
I found the 1991 Eden Prairie yearbook.
Well, why don't you take a look inside?
I'm scrolling through.
Yeah.
There's not online. He's lying.
It is online.
They publish these things.
Online. They publish them now. All of your high school pictures are online.
Uh-oh.
Are they? Yeah.
See, I had a purple shirt on there. The same purple shirt. I thought I was smooth. I brought that thing to college. That thing was busted.
He had the Prince. He had the Prince. The Prince lace pants and the boots.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm positive of that. Like that needs that. We need one of our talented text line friends to take a picture of Prince with the real Jerry curl. Mm-hmm. Put Jace Foreman. put Jay Foreman's face in the middle of
that'd
it.
That'd be funny, man.
So
that'd be funny.
Your dad had a rockin' fro.
Oh yeah, he still rocks it.
Okay, all right. There's a little salt and pepper now.
Ain't no pepper in there.
Nick is working really hard for men.
I'm trying to find it. It's not letting me zoom in.
Oh, that's good.
We gotta go on the normal computer.
I see it's just a lot of pictures. But they're all black.
We're gonna have to do that. That's all I'm gonna say. Girls love the flow. That's there.
That's what they think.
Yeah. Until it gets shook on them one time. Kadoba guy says, direct message me the pics if you want. I'll do some magic.
There you go.
We'll get the freshman year.
Yeah, we're working on it.
University of Nebraska freshman year. Jay.
Don't do the one with the mustache. That's ridiculous.
No, I got that one.
Well, you got to get the one with the light mustache, though.
That's cold blooded, man.
Come on, Jay. Look at it. Take a look.
That's a little scary, though. Did Nick pull that up real quick?
So I texted him and I said, apology accepted, by the way, back at 4 o'clock. And he just texted me, so I clicked that. We're texting.
You guys are texting.
Listen to that. Yeah. He just texted me another picture. That is you?
Yeah, you see that? That dunk was called the Sky Pager, Nick.
Why you look so short?
I mean, you got up.
You got up.
A freshman.
You got up, but you're short.
That was a freshman
with the black shoes and the black high tops and the white socks.
Hold on, no, but I had black socks over that though. See, you don't know. You see that DP?
I don't see that. No, you gotta let me see that.
No, I don't wear. I don't wear high tops. Those are low tops, all black with the black socks, with the white socks and the black socks on top of it.
So you played?
I played that straight running rebels with the Eagles. Exactly. That's it. You know what time it is. You know when you got your boy Greg, he'll tell you that's how I seen them wear it. That's what I did. By the end of the season, my black socks had a hole in it, though, because I only had one pair.
That's because you clip your toenails, dude.
Right? Yeah. Got them talons. Be like a hawk coming down there and getting food.
Like, man. See, this is how I know he was in the locker room. That's where you really get a dude. You look at the socks and go, look, your toenails, those are your toenails. You're going to punch a hole in your socks. And he would curl them under his toe and then put the shoe on.
Where did the double socks thing come from? Why does that exist? That's definitely a thing still.
Cushion on sore feet. Keeps your feet from getting sore.
I felt like it was more uncomfortable.
I was sliding around and you had two pairs of socks. I was a double socks guy.
Sweat.
I was a double socks guy.
Oh, yeah, I was a double socks guy.
My ankles taken.
You had to be a double socks guy because you weren't.
Yeah, I was a double socks guy.
Really?
Knee high. Roll them up.
All right, Connor. Who you got tonight and why?
I got Westside.
And why though?
I think Westside wins. They started slow. Like I said, it's a young group, but they've really been pretty dang good over the last few weeks. And Gretna is probably partly there.
Oh no, they did. I'm glad that you get pictures erased from the Eden Prairie database. Go ahead.
Gretna is probably there partly because Millard South lost in their first game, so.
He knows I'm going on a deep dive tonight, right? He knows.
I'm sorry.
It's like, fine. The preview is nonsensical. Yeah, we're here talking about socks.
Right, like
socks and haircuts.
Yeah, like I just threw the entire.
Tell me this, Connor.
I want them to find me on Twitter so bad.
This was my first segment. And I could just throw it.
DP, that ain't never gonna happen. You just don't know what time. If I tell you I'm coming in hot, Just watch out.
He was Jay was hitting the mic, slapping the microphone, exactly. Trying to get it to work before the show started.
Connor, though, let me ask you this. With all the Rezacs, though, because one's a running back, right?
Yep.
And then one's a quarterback?
That's right.
And then don't they have one that's like a DB or a receiver?
Yeah, young guy. He's either a freshman or sophomore, yeah. They're all there.
And then you got Caleb Benning. And then you got the other running back,
Jamez Ross.
That's the running back.
That's going to be a dude.
And he's a sophomore.
That sophomore class.
They just ran through the whole state then, right?
If they don't win next year and the year after, I'd be very surprised.
Now, what about the Lions? I know they got a weight program up there, and they do have a weight coach up
there.
They lost
a lot last year, but there's – You know,
starting to build it back.
They're starting to build it back.
Who has an academic program in the state? That's who I want.
Westside
to talk to.
Does. Dude, they're
Westside's its own thing.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's high net worth up there, homeboy.
I'll check them out because I need folks that I need.
Bellevue West, folks. Not so much.
I wasn't gonna mention names. I wasn't gonna mention no names. I wasn't even gonna say it.
Okay.
I wasn't even gonna say it.
Hey, DP. Somebody said that the Miller South job is open.
You believe me alone.
We're gonna go
to break. When we go to break, you listen to Old School 97 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
O'Reilly. Shop Superstart Premium, Extreme, or Platinum batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get up to a $15 gift card after rebate. O'Reward members can also get a $5 reward with their battery purchase. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Superstart. Only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.